Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, we're joined now to the show by Ricky Riccitelli. Mate, how you been?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just over halfway point through Super Rugby season, so boys are tracking nicely, so in a good place, mate.
Mate, tell me about Fiji, please. It looked hot.
Oh, it was something different, eh? Like, we did heaps of stuff throughout the week, try and prep for it, but once you're there, you sort of brings the best out of you, that's for sure. Going to dark places and whatnot, and it's tough, and those Fijian boys get up over there, so very tough environment to play in, but it was good experience, and boys got around it and enjoyed the week.
Mate, I've seen the footages of you guys after sharing boots and jumpers and whatnot. That must have been pretty cool to be able to do that to the locals.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. It was just like a whole experience. So, you know, stuff that you'll probably remember for a long time, and playing in those environments, seeing how grateful the community was to, you know, receive those boots and jerseys and, you know, like, just really special, mate.
I've been over there myself a few times, and I know that old Blues t-shirts are—they're like hard currency over there. The locals do love it. You can pretty much buy whatever you want if you hand them out.
Yeah, no, they love it over there. It's awesome to see,
mate. And looking forward to the match this week, obviously against the local derby against the minor team. What are your thoughts on the match going this week?
I think it's going to be a good matchup. Like, they're a team that will throw everything at you. For, like you saw last week, they came back and against the Rebels and gave them a good run for their money and stayed in the fight for 80 minutes. So we're expecting nothing less. I think it's going to be a tough encounter, and boys are going to prep well throughout the week, try to leave no stone unturned and just put out a performance that, you know, that protects our mana and what we're about. So yeah, it's just another week to look forward to gelling and getting a good run around and, yeah, expressing ourselves a little bit.
It's always always adds a little bit more to the competition when you're pretty much up against your little brothers. And if history serves right, it's always the little brother that sometimes can come out on top. Have you guys spoken and worry about that?
We've spoken about that a bit. It's just we've spoken about their mindset will probably be coming into a little bit, but we've also just focused a lot of on what we can bring and what we want to implement into the game and areas that we need to focus on to perform well and get the result we need. So, yeah, it's a big matchup, obviously, across the town, you know, both based in the same area. So, yeah, so it's going to be a good challenge and, you know, the boys' squad can't wait for it.
Through all the matches through the year, I sort of feel like, and I've heard you guys talk about that, you sort of haven't put a full 80 minutes together yet. Is that something that you think's close?
Yeah, I think, you know, look, we've been awesome in phases, and I think all we can do is trust our process, trust our weeks, and look, we're training well and we're finding out details in our game and we're gelling with combinations and we're in a good place mentally. And I think if we can tick off our week, trust our process, keep working hard every day, we go to work, I think that 80-minute performance will at some stage take care of itself. So I think we're there or thereabouts, mate. But we're just got to leave no stone unturned in our prep, as we said, and I think that will come.
And personally, yourself, you're certainly scoring a lot of tries this year. You're happy with your own performances?
I mean, I'm just grateful to be playing some good minutes and, you know, just forming some nice combinations and just trying out my role in the side, because we've got, you know, some absolute athletes in the side, and what they need is fun football, and you know, to I'll keep finding myself on the other end of a few meat pies, but that's just a bonus. But for me, I'm just trying to nail my role, mate, and do what I can for the team. And
Mate, obviously it was a big move from you to come from Wellington, having played Super down there, and you've moved to the big smoke. And obviously, probably pretty difficult last year with minutes and whatnot. You've really seemed to have found your feet. Is there something you're doing different this year, or?
A little bit, mate. Like, I think I've, you know, it took me a little bit to get used to living in Auckland, eh?
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit different up here, but I think I've just gotten used to the environment. You know, you spend a long time at in one spot down at, well, for me, I was down at the Hurricanes, and you know, it's, you know, like a lot of the same country. It's like every team does things a bit differently. So all I knew was what they did down there, so what the boys did down there. So just getting used to things, mate, and getting used to the city and finding my feet. But no, nah, I think I'm just a little bit just trusting my process a lot more this year, and doing what I can do for this team, and just keeping things simple, and try to nail what I, as I said earlier, my role and stuff, and the other little things that bonuses that come along with it that they can come. But yeah, just simplifying things, mate.
The scrum has performed pretty well, particularly last week. Almost a penalty from every scrum where we had the ball. So, is that something that we're going to find as a strength moving forward? Are we going to really look to you know, get some big go for it, some big moves going from the set piece, from the scrum?
I think our set pieces, you know, like one of the things that we can start priding ourselves on. Like, you look at our back line, and if we're giving them front football, I said, with like, if we can get them, you know, scrum penalty, take some pressure off them, or if we can get good dominant line out, give them some good set piece ball. Like, what you got, the athletes that we've got in the back line, like, it should be a tough side to come up against, I'd say. So it's definitely a focus for us. But as I said, we're just gonna literally stick to our process and sort of leaves no stone unturned each week in that department as well.
And the forwards are scoring more tries than the backs. Are you into them about that?
Yeah, we are actually. No, we're not. No, we're not.
You should be. You should be, yeah. Man. I think I think they need to pull their finger out. I don't think they've performed as well as they should be. So I'd be screaming at them.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You got to be careful with that, though, eh? Because you still want to, you know, the backs are like, you don't want to ruin their confidence.
Yeah, mate, ruin them. Get into them. Trust me,
exactly.
Mate, they're big boys. They'll get over it after a couple of days. You'll be fine.
Yeah, they're precious these days, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Not in my day, you could just I used to throw stones at them.
Fucking it. Oh, sorry. Yeah, no.
Mate, introduce them to the dark arts of the bottom of a ruck and more, and just give them a bit of a touch up and say sort it out, or I'll have to sort it out for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I might bring some old school back into it. What do you reckon?
Mate, I love the idea of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, mate, thanks for the yarn. Good luck this week, and go hard for the rest of the season. I'm still backing in for another final shot.
Perfect. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it, eh?